Greetings, friends, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your speaker, John A. Horn. And we're going to consider a little further the first chapter of St. John. Now, we pointed out, just for the benefit of some who may not have listened to some of the previous messages, that in this first chapter, our Lord Jesus Christ is brought before us under some 8 distinct titles. Verse 1 is the Word of God, verse 9 as the true light, verse 18 as the only begotten Son, and verse 29 is the Lamb of God, and then as the Son of God, and verse 34, the Messiah, verse 41, King, and verse 49, and the Son of Man in verse 51. But we're going to say a little about him today now as the only begotten Son. In verse 14 it says, the Word was made flesh, or I like to think of it this way, he became, you know, he who made all things was made nothing. He voluntarily became. He became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, friends, this is one of the real mysteries that's found in the Holy Scriptures. We see united at the birth of the blessed Son of God, that one who was born of the Virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit of God, and she was the chosen vessel to bring him into being, of course, I mean, as the child. He was ever and always the eternal Son. Unto us the Son is given, unto us the child is born. And so we see united then at his birth, the great mystery, the virgin birth, the one who became incarnate in order that he might suffer and bleed and die. In other words, he was God that he might redeem. He became man that he might die and bring us nigh to God. However, in this wonderful verse it says of him then, the Word, the eternal Word, became flesh and was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, in verse 18, if you will take the pains to turn to it, and I'm sure it ought to be a joy, a real joy. It says there of him, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him, or led him forth, and into full or revelation. In other words, he told him out. We couldn't know anything about God, a holy God, apart from the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And think of that precious, precious word, if you will. It says, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him or told him out. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord Jesus came. I'm so glad that he tells out the Father. Yes, the Father's heart, full of tender compassion and full of grace and full of mercy. Listen, friends, he's the only begotten Son. Now, when you go to St. John, the third chapter, in the 16th verse, what has rightly been called the golden text of the Bible, or some have spoken of it, as the gospel in a nutshell. But think of it now. I'll quote it to you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You don't wonder then, do you, when you come to that 31st verse in the 20th chapter of the same gospel, where we have these precious words brought before us. These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Oh, yes. His desire is that you might have life, abundant life, that you might have eternal life. And friends, this is the only begotten Son, yes, thank God, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath told him out. Wondrous gospel, precious gospel. Listen, if you'd like to know that blessed one, this Son who came to tell him out, would like to reveal him even to you. And listen, friends, it would be life eternal, yes, life eternal, to become acquainted with the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of the eternal God, the only begotten of the Father. And I wish I could say more about it, but the time is gone. Perhaps in our next broadcast we can further stress it, and I hope we can. Meantime, trust him as your personal Savior for his name's sake.